Hello and welcome back to In God We Trust podcast. Today we are going over Genesis chapter 11 again, but this time it is from Shem to Abram. So we're going to go over the account of Shem, and sorry guys, we're going to go over some names and stuff here, but it's all leading up to a big story. So I'm going to go through this and then we'll go over a little bit. So here we go. This is the account of Shem. 2 years after the flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. And after he became the father of Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and had other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad had lived 35 years, he became the father of Sela. And after he became the father of Sela, Arphaxad lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Sela had lived 30 years, he became the father of Eber. And after he became the father of Eber, Sela lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Eber had lived 34 years, he became the father of Peleg. And after he became the father of Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he became the father of Reu. And after he became the father of Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and had other sons and daughters. When Reu had lived 32 years, he became the father of Serug. And after he became the father of Serug, Reu lived 207 years and had other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he became the father of Nahor. And after he became the father of Nahor, Serug lived 200 years and had other sons and daughters. When Nahor had lived 29 years, he became the father of Terah. And after he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and had other sons and daughters. After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. This is the account of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran became the father of Lot. While his father, Terah, was still alive, Haran died in Ur of the Chaldeans, in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both died. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, and she was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarah was barren. She had no children. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, and his wife, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from Ur to the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and he died in Haran. Holy cow, guys. Man, that is just... I mean, I know it's in there for a reason, but, it's hard to get through. You guys don't really hear, but I clip out, like, when I don't really do the best saying all these names, but it's a struggle. So, if you guys think, like, wow, he's doing such a good job, like, I'm not. Like, I'm editing this so you guys don't hear when I'm like, blah, 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 you know. So, anyway, we're going to go over a little did you know, a sidetrack here, and then I'm just going to talk about one quick thing here. It's family. So, I think it kind of ties in with this a little bit, but I'll read this here. So, why is Abram important? Abram, later known as Abraham, is the ancestor of God's Old Testament nation, Israel. He is important because Jesus, the Savior of all nations, came through Abraham. That's why God said all peoples on the earth would be blessed through Abraham. Jesus, Abraham's descendant, is a blessing to all. So I just want to talk about why the Bible has all of these descendants and, like, he's the father of him and all this stuff, you know. This is all leading up to Jesus and how the Messiah is supposed to come through the bloodline of Abraham. And this is something the Jews do not believe, that Jesus is the Messiah, because they would only do the names, the generations passing on from the father. And if we go by technically, Jesus was not his father. I mean, it was like conceived by the Holy Spirit. So that's where they're like, oh, well, he's not a true descendant of Abraham, but Mary was. And so that's where we're like, well, I mean, he is big picture, but that's just something that we disagree on. But now that I've been getting into all this stuff more, it's crazy how many people like disagree with like so many things as like us Christians. Like, I always thought, like, I grew up in a small town. I was like, okay, everyone believes in God, you know, there's Jesus, and like we're all just chilling, you know, we have the same beliefs and everything. Then I come to Ames, which is not even that big of a town, and I guess it's not that big here, but I just started to look, like, it's not that different here, but I just started to look into it more, and I saw, like, other people's thoughts on things, and it's crazy, you know. But so going back into a small town, we kind of all have like our parents, and sorry if you guys did not grow up with parents, but just think of some people that raised you and they were kind of a leader in your life. Those people kind of, they taught you what you know, and that's your family, no matter who they are. So whatever beliefs you have, they were kind of imprinted in your mind by your elders. So when I thought of like all this, like this bloodline of like he's the descendant of him and all this stuff, I thought of like our family. So they passed on this belief of God, so we need to pass on this belief to our children, and we need to do what everyone has done in past generations. Because if we don't, it's just gonna die. But it's up to us to keep it going, you know? But I know that God doesn't need us to do it because he can do whatever he wants, but we need to be teaching our by that. Sorry, let me just start over here. I apologize if I'm hard to follow sometimes. I'm just kind of just speaking what I'm thinking. I'm sorry. But this all just kind of ties into how we need to teach our kids our beliefs. Because if we want it to get passed on, it's up to us to teach our kids. So if you guys are struggling with that, just pray to God to give you wisdom on talking to your children about this stuff, and just stay in prayer. So I hope that helps. Okay, well, that's all I got for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and God bless.